Greetings, and welcome to The Hard Stuff. This is your host, Tom D., back again to drop some old-school heaviosity on ya. It's been a long time since our last taste of The Hard Stuff, and I got a bunch of heavy hard rock goodies queued up for ya. So let's get right down to business. We kicked off the show tonight with a track called Down, Down, Down from the group I Drive. These guys were a group of Brits who operated out of Munich, Germany, and the track we heard was off their self-titled LP from 1972 on the Metronome label. Up next, we're going to hear from the group Necromandus. An interesting story here. These guys were a UK outfit that were managed and produced by Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath. They recorded an LP that was scheduled for release on the Vertigo label in 1973, but for some reason it was never issued. The recordings essentially went unheard until the mid-90s, when they were finally released as a collection called Orexis of Death. We're going to hear a track from that set called Nightjar. Cleveland, Ohio. That was the James Gang with the song Country Fever, taken from the soundtrack album of the 1970 motion picture Zachariah, the first rock and roll western. This is a particularly interesting track because it's the only James Gang song to feature the lead vocals of Kenny Weiss, apparently for a brief period between the group's first and second LPs. Joe Walsh decided that he didn't want to be both singer and guitarist for the group, so they brought Kenny on board to be their new vocalist. He lasted just long enough to record this one song, after which Joe changed his mind and booted him out of the band. If you watch the film Zachariah, you'll see the band performing this song with Joe Walsh lip-syncing over Kenny's vocals. Now we're going to hear a song from a Southern California group that was very active in the Austin, Texas scene of the late 60s. The group was called Wildfire and featured the guitar work of Randy Love. Wildfire recorded a demo album in 1970 at Austin's legendary Sonobeat Studios, a collection of songs that the band later self-released as an LP called Smokin'. We're going to hear a track from this set, a song called Stars in the Sky. That was a rockin' little number from a Long Island, New York group called Liquid Smoke. The song was Warm Touch, and it's from Liquid Smoke's self-titled 1970 LP, released on the Avco Embassy label. Up next, we got a track from an LA-based outfit that featured former members of Iron Butterfly, as well as Deep Purple's original vocalist, Rod Evans. The group was called Captain Beyond, and we're going to hear a cut from their 1972 debut album, the song Frozen Over.
Watch out, Simpson!
was the group Utopia with Who's This Man? I don't really know too much about these guys. I think they may have been a California group. All I know is that they released a single LP in 1970 on the Kent record label, and they're not related to Todd Rundgren's group with the same name. I'd like to take a moment now to give a quick shout-out to a couple of loyal listeners. To the entity known as Mars, down there in Atlanta, Georgia, and to Donnie, way out there in Zaragoza, Spain. Keep on rocking, my friends. Right now, we're going to hear a track from a group that's probably better known for their more jazz-influenced musical stylings. But we're going to hear one of their more rockin' numbers. The group is Coliseum, and we're going to hear the opening cut from their second LP, Valentine Sweet. The song's called The Kettle.
The sun's spots.
That was The Litter with Journeys, the opening track from their third and final album, Emerge, released in 1969 on the Probe label. The Litter had more of a garage rock sound on their earlier recordings, but on this album they were definitely operating in hard rock mode. We are off to Germany now to hear from the group known as Haze. We're going to hear a cut from their 1971 LP, Haze Color Dia, the song Be Yourself.
Yeah.
Was the Churls with Timepiece. From their 1968 debut LP on the A&M label. The Churls were a Toronto-based group that gigged pretty regularly in the New York City area. They traveled to L.A. to record two albums for A&M, one in 1968 and the other in 1969. Well, it looks like we're reaching the end of another episode of The Hard Stuff. I hope you dug the music as much as I did. If there was something you particularly enjoyed, I'd love to hear about it. You can leave comments about the show, or just say hello, at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. I'm going to close the show tonight with an up-tempo number from a Minneapolis-based group called Rocks. This track is from their self-released 1976 LP, Get Your Rocks Off. The song's called Living for Today. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
22nd Century Productions announces the outstanding autumn concert attractions in Chicago. Saturday, March 21st at the Auditorium Theater for two performances. The one and only Iron Butterfly.
In a God of freedom, don't you know that I'm loving you?
In a God of DeVita, a creative masterpiece in typically Iron Butterfly. Theirs is a labor of love, fresh and different and heavy. Then, Saturday, March 22nd, the best blues from Britain, Joe Cocker and the Grease Band. Saturday, March 21st, Iron Butterfly and Blues Image. And Sunday, March 22nd, Joe Cocker, Mountain, and Stone the Crows. Two from 22.